Our next speaker is Caroline Lucas, who's a member of the European Parliament representing the Green Party and representing the southeast of England. She's also an outspoken advocate of human rights.
Thank you very much. It's brilliant to see you here. And we're here to demand an end to the Israeli government's state terrorism against the Palestinian people. And we're here to demand an end to the illegal occupation of Palestinian territory. And we're here to demand an end to the hypocrisy of Bush and Blair, who tell us they care so much about some... They tell us they care so much about some UN resolutions that they're prepared to go to war over them, and yet they cynically ignore others. And we're here to demand an end to the slaughter of innocent people. Over the last 2.5 years, over 2,000 Palestinians have been murdered. But it's not just the cold killings that we're protesting about. It's the daily routine terror of a people being controlled and subjugated and humiliated. It is the humiliation of an entire people. And so we are here because we are angry. We are here because if the US can invade Iraq on the pretext of saying it's upholding one UN resolution, then it can take firm action against the Israeli government to uphold some other UN resolutions as well. There's a resolution of 36 years ago that stated that the Israeli occupation of Palestine is illegal. There's the resolution of 55 years ago that demands the right of return for Palestinian refugees. There's the resolution of 29 years ago for the Palestinian right to self-determination. Do you remember Bush and Blair wouldn't even give the weapons inspectors 4 months? Well, they have given the Israeli government over 40 years. In the General Assembly, there have been over 450 resolutions calling for justice for the Palestinian people. No country has been more condemned by the international community than Israel, but no country has been allowed to get away with its rogue behavior so consistently because it's backed by its rogue supporter, the United States of America. So we're here to demand an end to such hypocrisy and an end to the military and financial support for Israel. Last year alone, Israel received over $2 billion of military aid from the US. And in the first 14 months of the Palestinian uprising, our own government granted 230 licenses for military exports to Israel. Now, in the European Parliament, the Greens are doing what we can to try to get action on these issues. And we've been getting the Parliament to uphold and support resolutions that demand the full and immediate implementation of UN resolutions, that call for an arms embargo, call for the suspension of the EU-Israel-Euro-Mediterranean agreement. And as Greens, we're supporting the campaign to boycott Israeli goods. Because we want justice. How can North Korea and Iraq and Iran be rogue states, but not Israel and not the United States? Sharon and Bush are due to meet shortly, but even as they do so, Sharon is still building this wall to separate him from the Palestinians, this new wall. Well, we know that you can't build through peace through building walls. We know that you can't fight terror with terror. We know that the only way to get peace is through justice. And so we are here to demand justice for the Palestinian people. Thank you.